The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading and listening to this free episode. And more importantly, thank you guys, honestly, for sharing this show with a friend. Or multiple friends, or your gaming group, or whoever you're sharing this show with. Let's get many, 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 many more subscribers hooked on Critical Hit and the love of Dungeons & Dragons so that we can make good things happen. Sound good? All right.
First one's
ready?
Free.
All hands in the circle. And break. All right. I know that everybody out there listening had their hand in the circle.
Mm-hmm. There's a circle?
Yeah. It was really weird for that guy who was riding the bus and definitely just accidentally groped some lady.
Accidentally? Or accidentally?
Robert!
In air quotes.
So, Rob, no! No, Rob. Rob.
Last week...
Okay.
We had a mailbag episode last week,
this
which
week,
means it's time to get back into some fun.
A mailbag episode.
Yes.
No.
This week
no?
We'll talk about Paragon Paths.
The mailbag hat trick. All mailbag.
What you got for us this week, Rodrigo?
Let's see. So last time
on Critical Hit.
On Critical Hit. Our heroes spent some time walking around, talking to people, getting a lay of the land, and had eventually made their way back to to Erudite Cloud's complex. We'll pick up a little bit after that as everyone has kind of gone around and maybe gotten to do something else, settle down, get their stuff unpacked, things like that. And a servant goes around and asks them all to report to the dining room.
Head okay. Down to the dining room, then.
Okay. We arrive in the dining room.
Okay. You arrive at the dining room.
All right.
When you arrive at the dining room, you find your host, Erudite Cloud, there waiting for you. Once again, he is a man in his 40s. His hair is completely silvery white, goatee, very long braid. And dressed really well in the local fashion. He says, I've managed to talk a handful of the council members to come here and have a meeting with you all. You should think about what you want to say to them. And, what you want to ask for or and how specifically you want to say things.
Everybody Trell looks
raises
towards
her hand.
Kit.
Trell raises her hand.
Yes.
The ones that couldn't come, is it do you know why, or...
I do. We didn't invite them.
Oh.
Is that going to cause
why
problems?
Why didn't we
This is not an official council meeting. I'm specifically inviting council members that I know were free and available and are likely to be sympathetic to your cause.
Are the other guys gonna get weird about that, or?
Don't worry about it. He knows what he's doing.
I do.
I just want to know what we're in for.
Okay, I will explain it to you. Do you, when you are back home with the elves, do you ever go hunting in groups?
Yes.
Do you usually bond with that group?
Yes.
Do you ever go hunting on your own?
Yes.
Why?
Sometimes it's better to hunt on your own. I know, I'm not asking for an explanation of why. I'm asking if we should expect repercussions from this.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
Good.
It's just a meeting, Guardian.
Elven meetings are pretty elven and elven. Mm. All right.
Did Orm and Ked ever actually get the talk to the bronze turtle person?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that conversation at all.
Well, you got to talk to the girl at the shop.
Yeah, we
got
to talk to the girl at the shop.
We didn't get to talk to the other person.
That's what I was...
She was going to go. Go get
I remember talking to the girl at the shop. I don't remember.
Right.
Because that was weird.
Maybe that lady will be at this meeting. Who knows? Or are we doing this right now? Is this meeting happening right now?
No. I figured I would give you some time to prepare.
Look at Ket. What things should we go over?
The truth.
Sure. Mr. Cloud, is everyone, or Mr. The Cloud, or Mr. Erudite Cloud?
Cloud is fine.
Oh, sorry. Is everyone aware of the situation and what we're trying to do? At least have some familiarity with it?
You mean everyone in the council?
The people that you're inviting, members of the council?
Only in the most passing of senses. Few people are very familiar with the workings of the Feywild.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer still really know any sort of concrete information about its effect on the natural world.
I see.
The hardest thing for us to convince the council of is that action needs to be taken. Because they're likely not to believe that that is even the problem. We have no way of ascertaining that that's actually what's causing these problems.
I see. Okay.
So part of our goal is convincing them that it is a problem, right? She's looking at Ket.
Sure.
What things do you think we need to go over when we talk to them?
All of it?
Define all of it, Ket.
We're going to explain what's caused, like from the start, what's caused everything up to this point.
She puts her hand up. Okay, you say it, but... Then when we start to tell people things, you're like, oh, we're not supposed to tell them this part or something. So why don't you tell me now if there's any like weird part you don't want me to say before you
act weird at me. I want you to not say things.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She looks really...
Wow. I am going to be handling all of your talking.
Very nice.
Other than for Orym will fill in a few parts where I wasn't there.
Ket, you realize I'm a guardian, right? Like, I do command some respect. And I think these people command that respect
by showing me support while I deliberate with the council.
Orm sniffs his drink to see if there's any kind of potion in there that's turned everyone against everyone.
You do not detect.
Okay.
That.
Do I need to roll a history check?
Yeah, please roll a history check.
Is there any type of poison?
You die.
That one.
Yes.
Historically, that joke was a bad idea.
Yes.
Well, I did roll a 24, so.
Ket, I'd like to remind you that some people here might be a little bit creeped out by your brand of magic. Remember all that?
I'm not going to be doing any magic.
That doesn't change the
These
fact
people...
that they know you do it.
She I'm points a torque like, illusions. Yes, what he just said. Shh, oh, Brian. I'm sorry. I'm not saying shut up in the sense that that wasn't funny. I'm saying because it's funny, I'm going to laugh too hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to provide the council with all of the information they need, with all the information that is relevant to their purposes.
So why don't you provide your friends here with what that information is now, so we have an idea of what you're going to say?
She points at Torque like, yeah, that thing that he said.
Moon gods. Dropping the moon, fixing the moon, going to Arrathis, meeting the gods, talking to the gods, defeating the void gods, going to the Feywild, meeting all the lords of the Feywild, going back, giving Spud all the power, apologizing for giving Spud all of the power, Spud destroying us, us getting sent back here. We need help.
Not that I want to be secretive, but couldn't we just tell them the Feywild part, since that seems to be the pertinent information here? If they want to ask us more about what you guys have been doing beforehand, then sure, but I don't know if you've ever listened to those pod things that Orm has, but they're kind of a lot
of awesome.
Yeah, well, literally, yes. And she nods at Orm, like, in the very, like, literal sense of that word.
Orm is very detail-oriented.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
No. I'm saying in the sense of they're kind of a lot to take in. Like, even though I know you guys and, like, listening to some of them, it's like, you know those stories that you and Torque have of, like, Coralon and, like, stories that, like, are about gods?
I'm going to start at the beginning because that's where everything starts. The problem corresponds with the void gods moving the moon closer to...
But they already know the moon thing happened. Can't you just be like, when the moon thing... Again, I...
Because of the moon thing.
I was born on the Sage Coast.
Look, I wasn't born on the Sage Coast. Thank you, Randus.
Yeah.
Well, Kat...
That wasn't the Randus.
I want to remember something. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Do you remember what happened in the Palace of Carnage?
Palace of Carnage, Scrumps, right?
Yep.
Yes.
I just want to bring that up because sometimes when you fly without a net, we almost die horribly like four times.
And remember, you know, I wanted to put you in a net for the bird to carry you.
She's right. What we need is nets are irreverent.
Yeah, let's put Ket in a net. I mean, anyways.
I just think that Trell does have a point when you's working off the cuff. Sometimes things get a little choppy, and I think that having this, you know, having this blows up in your face would be bad.
If this blows up in our in my face, we're right where we are right now.
Cat, I'm saying it shouldn't blow up in just your face. It should blow up in all
of
our
faces. The only reason this is going to blow up in my face is if anybody else is trying to mess around with things.
That is not true, and you know it.
This is why I am with you guys. I am here to be a diplomat. Let me diplomatize.
Let me deplote.
Sorry.
Let me do my thing.
We understand what you're saying. We're just saying it might look better to a community that's so clannish, you know, if everyone in the group isn't silent, you know, and also, again, you might creep them out. I think you're wonderful, but you have other people here that are respectable representatives of things, and these are council members, and I'm I think if you've looked around, these guys kind of have a a hierarchy thingy that people have, right? So you have a Torque's not a paladin. What's the word? A priest. Crap. Okay.
Yeah, well,
you have a priest of Corlon. Very respectful.
Not really.
You have...
In this area.
Okay. Kit.
It's still... hold on. She's like, hold on, Dark Torque. Okay.
There's the temple to the Pentatheon here.
What do you think's more respectable? A guy whose jacket is covered in gambling symbols... or a priest of a religious order?
Do you want Torque to do all the talking?
I'm not saying that.
Do all the talking?
Okay, there you go again. When we go into a fight, and we're in the middle of a fight, what is the thing that you say to me all the time? Torkelson, go over there and hit that thing. Torkelson, go over there and hit that thing. It isn't about me doing all the hitting. And it isn't about you doing all the talking. These five of us, we all got stuff we can do. And even if we can't necessarily, you know, diplomosis, that doesn't mean that we should stand there. And I'm telling you, I trust you to do the talking. But when you make it up on the fly, we get killed.
But I'm not making this up on the fly.
Then, okay.
We're just asking.
I'm going to tell them what has happened. I'm going to have Orym fill in the details that I don't have when I need them. Because he is the one who was specifically given most of those quests, most of those details that I don't have.
I think maybe Orym should do the majority of the talking. He's an Eladrin, and this concerns him very specifically, right?
Of course.
And they might respond really well to
rhetorical.
And Orym's like a, you know, a,
what do you call it? A fancy pants.
Well, you know, like Cloud, he's kind of like Cloud for an Eladrin, like, what are they called?
A Cloudedrin?
Not like a...
A functionary?
A prominent person.
Oh. A pillar of the community.
Yes,
someone
that
of
thing.
Note.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't you say that, Orym, that you're a pillar of the community?
Look around
yes,
nervously.
The answer is yes.
Yes, I would say that I am a pillar of the community. What little community remains.
But among your people, it seemed like you were really important.
We're probably doing the operative term here.
They don't know that. But they seem to respond, well, Cloud, is this true? You guys seem to have a
hierarchy,
I guess, is the only term I can think of. You have prominent people and less prominent people.
Yes,
right?
We do. We do have that. Yes.
Do you think they would respond well and to a person that's also a prominent person? Does that make sense?
That's a hard line to figure out.
He has lots of money. That's what I mean.
Money. Here's the issue.
Mm.
The members of the council are fairly old. Mm-hmm. Some of them very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
They honestly, if I was to figure out whether they would be more receptive to a and then of course no slight meant spirit tainted person who has a backpack that sometimes wiggles around, or a being that is quite literally composed almost entirely of eldritch magic, if I know my histories.
Yes.
I would say you are about even. Again, as Ket said, the Pentatheon isn't particularly well regarded, but they are
respected
enough in the city, in this city specifically, and the council does sometimes deal directly with members of the Pentatheon. So, but then again, it's the same amount of clout that he would have if he was the representative of a guild that's not very well represented here. Yes, he's someone important. Yes, he is. He officially speaks for an organization, but it's an organization that doesn't have a lot of clout. If I may, the important thing here is if you want... All right, there's two things. One, I do want you all to communicate what has been happening to the council so that they will take action. We're talking about a group of 9 very old, very traditional people, and their usual course of action is not to take action. And when somebody suggests to take action, a lot of the time, there are at least 5 other people who will vote against it. You guys have to make a compelling case for action, and I am asking you to do that for the sake of the 7 clans. Now, on top of that, if you do manage to convince them of that, because I believe in what you're doing, and I believe that your quest is important, if you do not succeed in this, I believe that the world is, in fact, in peril. So, I would like for you to convince our elders that action needs to be taken. If you want resources from the 7 clans more than simply a stay here in my complex, maybe a couple horses, the sort of thing that I can provide on the notice that I've had, then definitely you need to make an appeal. And one thing that is important for you to remember is, yes, these are the heads of clans, and yes, these are clans that are steeped in tradition, but you don't get to the top of a clan without knowing your way around business. And if you're asking them for resources, they're going to be making an investment in you. So you can't go in there looking like someone who's going to mismanage their investment. This is one thing I can tell you. If you exhibit the sort of fractious dynamic I just witnessed, they are not going to be convinced. And even if you were convinced and they are going to take action, they may still not give you any help, because those are resources that they're already never going to see again. Any money that they give you is not going to come back to them. Any resources that they give you is not, this is not an investment. This is, in a sense, a charity to prevent the end of the world. And if you don't have your presentation together, they are very unlikely to help you, because the easiest thing for them to do is to do nothing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would suggest to you that before you get your story together, before you decide exactly what it is that you're going to tell them together, and before you decide or you get the figures that you're going to ask for together, that you, in fact, get together.
Thank you for the insight.
This is us trying to get together.
Yes, you are.
We're working towards it, Cloud. I'm sorry you have to witness this.
No. It's quite all right. You're all very young. I can understand. The road is very hard. Just, even if so many things weren't at stake, there are lots of things happening. From what I've understand, you guys have had issues with family, issues with friends, issues with other people that you perhaps thought that you should trust and turned out you maybe should not have trusted. It's easy to do nothing. It's easy to just continue on a path forward. But and I know that it doesn't seem like you're doing nothing, but this is work that needs to be done. You all figuring out what each of you has to do and what you yourself have to do is work that you have to think about. And it's not as important to know what your place is in this group as to how you can help everyone else in the group. It's not about what you get to do, it's how you get to help. That is the basis of the litany. That is why the seven clans have held together this long. Because in the end, our people don't think, how do the other clans benefit me? They think to themselves, what can I do for the clans? I'll let you all meditate on that. I need to make sure that all the cushions are fluffed and that Bright Morning's tea is exactly how she likes it. And he walks out, but as he's walking out, servants come in and clear your tea that you guys were probably drinking, and they bring some little puffy puffed grain snacks and just send them at the center of the table with a couple sauces, like a soy sauce type thing and a sweet sauce.
Randis.
Yes.
How about you tell us what you think? Sorry.
I think Cloud made some good points there. I think we do need to figure out what action we'd be wanting them to take. I don't know how necessary it would be to go into the entire story. I think just keeping it to the Feywild is the most pertinent information. As for who would be contributing most of this, I kind of feel like probably you, Trell, would have the most pull around here, maybe.
Trell looks really looks off into space.
But probably Ket is the most adept at speaking, so basically I think probably the conjunction of you two presenting would probably be the most functional.
She puts her face in her hands. I wish Ket could just speak through my mouth.
I think we can do that, actually. Don't you have that Preska McGigitation?
Glances at Orm.
That's not something Prestidigitation can do.
No.
Orm can make noises from over there, go, hello!
ghost sound out of Trell's mouth.
Why can't you make the sound of
Well, of he can Ket's make it space. Sound like Ket, but that still wouldn't be Ket doing it.
Forum like flips Trell. His hand, and out from the corner, it sounds like, "Hello, my name is Ket."
I'm not. Furthermore, you should double check because I'm actually pretty sure you trained out of ghost sound.
I'm pretty sure I did too. That's what I was just looking.
Well, stupid retraining.
Yep. No ghost sound. Sorry.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking that now that we got this opportunity, we should really determine what is our primary goal. What would be the best outcome there? Meeting these people and work towards that?
Well, I think we want to, one, explain what's happened. We should probably also tell them not just about the incident with the Feywild, but some of our experience. We've been traveling through this area and we've seen evidence of really bad things. I think telling them about those things and how dangerous they are might help. Yeah. And
it's kind of, you know how when we said to that guy, the moon has fallen and everybody's going to die, and he said, "What's in it for me?"
Who?
That was before you.
I think
it was before Ket. I may have imagined it. But we want to make sure that the clan heads know why Feywild problems, which are over there, matter to them when they's over here. So we need to ask them a plate, and that we need to tell them a clean explanation of why Feywild being bad is bad for you as an elf.
Yes. And maybe the action we would like them to take is to I mean, when elves hear about other elves and other people and stuff like having trouble, we arrange aid groups, and it seems like the seven clans are considering their how familiar they are with this kind of magic, they should be taking action to send more people out, because according to I think it was Cloud, they've sort of been keeping out of things, and because they haven't been experiencing things in this area as much. So are we trying to convince them that they should be more proactive in assisting other people?
I don't know that far would be our decision to make. I mean, the thing is, they's the heads of the clans, and what they's going to do with their clans, I think, like, it'd be rude to say, "We would like you to help us and also go do this."
We could say it in a... I mean, Cloud seemed to be saying that he wanted them to take action. Mm-hmm. And the action I'm thinking he could be referring to is that. So
we could maybe... Later.
Tell them that... I mean, just from what we've witnessed, I think telling them that... how much the people need their help might... And they might get the idea from that if we don't want to say it literally. Mm-hmm. Eh?
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah. Would we be wanting to try to get more assistance in our own particular endeavors?
I think it's through, honestly, If we are going to defeat Spud,
mm-hmm.
we're going to need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not think that it is uncalled for to ask them to help in order to save themselves. And if we need to ask for resources, if we need to ask the Bronze Turtles,
mm-hmm. sure.
the Bronze Turtles for additional materials to help us craft the items that we need to craft in order to defeat Spud, if we can make them understand that the failure of us means the end of everything, that might be enough to shock them out of inaction and into action.
That's going to be the hard part.
I think this whole thing's going to be the hard part. I don't want to.
You don't want to ask for help?
No, I mean, I don't want to be the one doing the talking. I hate it.
Well, why do you not want to? A moment ago, you seemed like you wanted to speak.
Well, what I was suggesting was that I didn't think it was a good idea for Ket to be like, no, you guys stay out of it because it might look weird. I'll do it. I just, every time I have to like speak to a group, I want to throw up a little bit.
Well, how do you address your clan, your tribe, the elves?
By wanting to throw up a bit. And then sometimes afterwards, throwing up.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I heard that when you is talking to people, you're supposed to imagine that they's people that you know in their underpants. Because they's no better or worse than y'all is like that.
Elves are usually kind of in what you guys consider underwear.
That's kind of true.
I wonder if we just cleaned up Ket.
Sorry, I'm not laughing.
Put him in his elven underwear.
Put him in some clothes that may not be offensive to the tribe's people. Yeah. Maybe put the backpack in the corner.
Now, hang on. If that's the thing you're concerned about. I'm not concerned about
that. A little image management might be in order.
I assume we had time before the... Were we told when the council thing was going to happen?
No.
Wait, 5 minutes. Like,
he was probably going to tell you, and then you guys got off on a tangent. And then he was like, well, I should go check on things.
I asked if it was now. Today?
Yes, I think that was the implication. Yes, I think it's going to happen soon.
At a meal
time. There are also servants around that you can ask for information.
Torque or Matthew, what were you going to say?
I don't think that Ket needs to do all the talking, but I don't think we need to hide Ket neither. Mm-hmm. I think that Ket has kind of earned the right to be Ketty because, you know, he's done stuff, and I think that we don't have to hide our Kets necessarily. Maybe just, you know, brush his hair like Orm has his and like that.
Oh, it's not hair. Long enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you got them feathers on your head, and it's kind of freaky looking.
Well, they can, I think immediately as soon as they walk into the room, they'll kind of sense his Ketness.
The only one I expect to be able to do that is the Bronze Turtle representative. Would that be Loquacious Trout?
No.
Okay.
That's the person who designed the golems. You are
that name written down.
You are thinking
Wicker
of
Nat. Wicker Nat.
Wicker Nat is the girl that you met.
Yes.
She points at the magic people. Don't you guys know when other people are magic people?
We have the names of the leaders, don't we?
Yep.
You're thinking of Cautious Mist.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, she's the older.
Yes. The only one that I'm worried about, and our characters have been given the names of the elders?
Sure. We have, because we were there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she ran through all of them a couple times.
Right. I remember this now.
Ket, who did you say you were worried about?
Cautious Mist.
Cautious Mist, the elder member from the Bronze Turtles, is the only one that I feel likely to sense anything exceptional about any of us.
But can't you...
Except that you're a half-elf, she's an elf, I'm an Eladrin. That's pretty much
I meant except
a giveaway right there.
Beyond the norm, Orym.
I think he... I'm trying to... Won't they know that you're a magic thing that's not a spirit thing?
Possibly. Probably. Randus might stick out a little bit.
I'm not talking visually. I'm talking like don't magic guys.
Not necessarily. They also don't. None of them have to be magic users themselves. These could just be wizened people of the clans that have, because of their age and experience, have managed to become leaders of whatever clan they are a part of. The elders may have no clue that we're magical other than by the fact that we look a little out of place. And if we're worried about them having problems with the fact that we are arcanists, one, I'm pretty certain Cloud wouldn't be inviting those clans members over, those elders, to this gathering. We're only talking to a subsection of the Elder Council. We're probably going to be talking to the ones that he feels are most receptive to outsiders, the ideas that we're going to be presenting, and to magic users what aren't spirit magic users. Two, it's too late for us to worry about it now because we have to talk to them. It's either, if we're that worried about it, then Orym, Randus, and myself need to go away. Well, handle all of it.
No. I just think it should be a group. Why are you guys smiling?
I just thought that would be glorious.
Yes.
Like, I just want to see, like, Trell and Torque, like, walk into the room while these guys wait outside. Just come back out, and they're like, okay, they'll just take care of it. And then, like, a giant army of barbarians just goes into the Feywild, kills Spud, comes back out. Got it under control.
I'm perfectly okay with this outcome.
Yep.
This is not the outcome that would actually happen if we sent Trell and Torque in there alone.
We'd have to play it
rude.
Out. We'd have to see.
Rude. How it goes.
I think that'd be
honest.
Yeah, awesome
Rob.
Party.
Jeez.
There's a difference between honest and rude.
This Rob does not know.
Neither
does
Orym.
All right, everybody back in character.
Okay, well, Torque has been successful convincing people of things before, and he has a very good bedside manner, I'm told.
Torque has been successful convincing people. Torque has been successful convincing people of things. Torque has been successful convincing.
Be nice.
I'm trying.
Does it hurt?
Only a little.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Torque rarely deals with the leaders when he's convincing people of who he is and why he deserves to be here or be any given place. He is usually convincing those that he's actively helping, which is part of why he's so capable of convincing them that they need to listen to him, is because he's actively taking care of them at the time.
Okay.
So let's just have something try and eat the elders, and I will save them. Has we got any lizard monkeys left?
Sadly, that would work.
You think it would?
We're not trying this.
I'm just saying. We don't have any lizard monkeys anyway. We killed them all.
Okay.
Then
okay.
We ran scrambling away because we thought the whole thing was going to collapse.
Well, let's kind of just go in, and we have the four things that we need to talk about. Obviously, if they're not receptive to us at all, we won't get to the ask for money part of it.
What if we was to do a multi-part presentation where Orym would say, "Hello, I am Orym, and this is what has happened." And then Randus could go, "And here is the bad things that have happened because of it and could happen." And then I could go, "And we have a plan to help." And Trell would go, "And we love you because we are like you and we are all green and hoppy." And then Ket can go, "And here's where you come in." You know that voice that you have when you convincing people. And that way they would be like, "Oh, look, these all have a united front and they are all integral parts of a machine that will save us from Orville dying from the sky."
Like, yeah, we have to look like we hang out and work together and don't fight so much.
Yeah. Oddly, I'm okay with this plan.
That was a really good impression of Cat Torque.
I know, I've been practicing. I was reading, it's one of the books of Corallon. It says, "If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed." And I said, "That sounded like Kit."
Not canon.
Come on! You let me get away with everything else, but I can't have this one thing.
Nope, not that.
No,
I do
story
not.
Of
I do not.
The metal.
Nope, I do
I didn't
not
understand
wanna,
what it meant. So.
I do not want to get sued.
The parable of the spring gleam for
Led
the
Zeppelin
queen.
Stole everything anyway. So.
I do not want
they,
to. I just don't want it in the book.
It.
I do not want it to be in the book.
There are two paths you can go by, Rodrigo.
But uh-huh. In the long run,
there's still time to change the road you're on. It's the parable. Of the May Queen.
I will. That is. It's not canon. We're gonna pretend that didn't happen. And the moment anyone tells me that they came from the land of ice and snow, I'm just kicking you out of the game.
Oh, I can't be a barbarian.
Nope.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Gonna be my
cold port.
But no. Sometimes words have two meanings.
Ramble on. Ramble on.
I would consider this whole conversation to be sozo.
I'm a little dazed and confused by the whole thing myself. Also, Houses of the Holy. Yeah.
Are we done? Are we set here?
I'm sorry, Rob.
That's my
done.
One.
back to references that I get.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm not the only one who was lost for a change.
Oh, Rob.
It's okay. He's pretty young.
He didn't have the upbringing I did.
Yeah.
Zeppelin's greatest hits will be right. On its way to you this Christmas.
I caught about half of them.
Yeah,
I'm also getting you Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. And a copy of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I think I have a copy of Wizard of Oz.
Anyway.
Yes. A servant comes in. If you need to change or wash up or anything else, now is probably the time to do it.
Ah, that's a good question. As you can see, my robes have been stained with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have someone who could clean this before we met with the council?
I don't know that we could get them clean before you met with the council, but we could provide you with other clothes.
She points at Orym. Can't you just magic it something away?
The home care and maintenance course was closed at the academy, so I was not able to take that.
And Cam has never got around to teaching you her little clothes change trick either.
Right.
Right. Yeah, Camus is always able to.
Greatest spell, though.
Do you have something that? He just stands there with his hands out, and looking.
We got
like
this Icarus T-shirt.
Okay, like something flowing one. And elegant.
We'll be able to find something.
Thank you.
Oh, Ket knows what Orm likes.
It is fine if Ket has a good fashion sense. There's nothing wrong with that. Why he doesn't follow his own advice, I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to talk to the same servant. If I could get something similar to this with a few less adornments.
I'll see what I can do.
And what time are we meeting with the council?
Should be here in a couple of hours.
Ah, okay.
They are supposed to be here soon, but we're expecting quite a few people. So I can't guarantee when exactly you will be starting, and you will have to take your places first.
Sure.
Most places first.
We should probably go ahead and get ready.
Yes.
You can, if you want, those of you who want different clothes can come with me and I can get you fitted.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. I want like that sweater that Moth has. It looks nice. Or is that not cool, not fancy enough?
Just come with us, Trell. They'll fix you up.
Fine. It's just that Moth looks so cute.
They'll all fix right. you up.
Who all is getting new clothes?
Orym.
Ket.
And Trell.
And Torque, Randus, come on.
Okay. Torque, okay. Go shine your armor up, buddy.
Okay.
Right. Torque can find a place to shine his armor. The place is a button. He like presses it, and his armor gets all shiny. Yes,
it's little windshield wipers yes. come out and go.
He has learned to do this away from people since it's right next to the button that makes like knives come out.
And then he shakes like a wet dog.
Yep.
Like those rolly things descend mm-hmm. from the ceiling for no yep. reason and yep. rub up against it.
Yep. All right.
Awesome.
So let's see. Orym gets some nice flowing robes in those same geometrical patterns. They find him something in a kind of a white and yellow saffron. No.
Darker.
Gold. They find him a white and probably tan. These guys aren't big on
all right.
shine.
Yeah. Except unless you want to wear like some bronze like earrings or
no. Just I was thinking the pattern would be
no they don't have anything gilded here.
Tan is fine.
It is kind of a like a complex like pants, loincloth, shirt and jacket, like long jacket combo. Uh-huh.
Shirt optional.
Sure.
With the jacket?
Yeah. If you don't.
Or bare chest?
Yeah, okay.
With
absolutely.
Loin and
yeah.
pants?
And, yep.
All right.
In fact, they actually
slippers?
Probably bring you...
Slippers or boots?
Your pick. They bring you some nice leather boots with some fur trim or some woven slippers.
The boots.
Yes, I think the boots would be better in this case.
All right.
Did I blow your mind, Adriana?
Yes!
All the
She's
drawings.
She's just excited about bare-chested Orym.
As is Orym.
Yeah.
They're
also
so different!
They also bring you an assortment of leather cords if you want to do something with your hair.
Oh, yes, please. Do you have anyone that braids?
Oh, certainly I can do it.
Very well. Please interweave the cord with this.
Yeah.
And a little ringlet around the...
Yep.
Ringlet around the top that ties into the braid all the way down.
Yep.
There you go.
For Ket, they bring a also kind of in those repeating woven geometrical patterns. This one is primarily kind of an indigo thing with a kind of a slightly lighter blue interspersed, but mostly it's just kind of a, you know, dark blue on blue kind of situation. It itself comes with a the jacket comes with a hood, and which appears to be optional. There are tunics that you can wear under it, and they bring a your choice, or they bring you a set of pants or another kind of like kind of a segmented skirt kind of thing, both of which match. They also bring you some woven slippers or boots.
Let's go with the skirt and slippers.
Okay.
And definitely have one of the hoods, because
yeah. The hood really just comes right up to your hairline. I mean, it is very much a fashion hood rather than a like functional like cloak type hood.
Yeah.
If you think of like the chainmail that like knights put over their heads, it's the like hoof. That. Yep. Randus gets a kind of a like leather and canvas kind of jacket and shirt and pants combo. When they start measuring him for it and discover the deal with his arm, like a guy actually goes out and comes back with this big puff of fur and essentially matches roughly the size of his shoulder to his other shoulder with it, stitches it in, gets him a cool belt, and with a little probably like a some kind of bird skull belt buckle. It's actually literally a bird skull.
Wow, Randus, you look so butch.
I feel like it'd go good with my sight.
It does. It totally goes well with your sight. Again, boots and some leather bands, which they recommend you put over your bracers.
Okay. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
For Trell, they bring a poncho kind of thing, but it is specifically cut, and it has a string for adjustment so that it exposes the shoulders. So it basically just starts right above her armpits. It is black and we'll say beige is the alternating pattern in colors. They also bring her a loincloth and also a kind of a skirt combo as well for her to choose. A pair of sandals that lace up to the knee, as well as her pick of jade necklaces and earrings as well.
Sweet. How long's the skirt?
The skirt goes down to about mid calf.
Okay.
Question on Ketz too.
Ketz is a little longer. It goes right to his ankles.
Okay. Skirt, poncho. She's going to like see if she can get some clasps or something for the end of her hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And braid both sides of her poodle ears.
Okay.
And
they have bronze, bone, or green jade available.
Bone.
Jade.
Well, her hair's already green, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's got accessories with the necklace and her.
You want some contrast.
Yeah.
You need
You're out of order.
Pops like
they can also if you choose not jade, they can also get you a different necklace that matches that.
In which case, go with bronze.
Bronze, yeah, okay, yeah. Bronze.
Okay, you get bronze clasps.
Oh, bronze and green goes well together.
Ket and Orm just kind of standing on.
And then you get some. You get
I'm
a necklace
with her
that has
the bronze would really wash her out, though.
Aren't you polishing your armor somewhere else?
Torque, maybe, but
all right. So yeah, they bring you a necklace that has stylized bronze leaves.
Oh, they know what I like.
Yep.
Sweet. She's going to put all that on. So she's got like two tiny braids on both sides out of her side shanks of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stares at the others. Why? You look so different.
Just what they put
Is
me
that
in.
Why or wow?
Well, it's like
no, the first
W-A-H.
So.
It's just a noise that she makes sometimes, and that I also make. It's like it's the effect is wow. Yeah.
It's
no,
like, it's
I don't
like being
make
hit
a
on
popping
the head
noise.
Lessons. It's wow, the wow.
That's what I. That's a noise I make. Noise that's a noise I make when I'm surprised.
It's a surprise, impressed noise.
A suppressed noise. Or imprimed.
The opposite.
Yeah. All right. Are you all prepared then?
I believe so.
All right, follow me.
And Arm, you're so naked.
You are led to another room in the house that...
Where are they taking our other stuff?
Presumably it's left back in your room.
To be cleaned.
I'll have it cleaned and burned. My backpack with...
You what?
I'll send my backpack and by proxy.
Guy. Yeah, I mean, all of, like, basically they brought the clothes to your room.
Well, but he wants his backpack in the room, right? With yes. With the tribes people, huh? Right? Or do
no,
you want it back in your bedroom?
I don't want Guy there.
Oh, okay.
For a change. Yep.
Guy stays in the backpack. The backpack stays in the room.
Another episode of Assistant and Guy.
Yep. Now, what are you talking about? Assistant got his own outfit.
This guy could just stay invisible.
Did he really get his own outfit?
It's a little tiny top hat.
When they were bringing stuff,
a little tiny top hat.
The assistant was like very curious about like random bits of bone and jade that he hasn't found, so he made like he just for future reference, like put like a little magnet on them and stuck them on his back. So he now has like this little like bone and jade pattern like circling around a shell.
And a monocle.
And a monocle. No, not a monocle.
That's
ridiculous.
He just stole away one of my goggles.
So
it doesn't fit. A monocle doesn't fit.
He doesn't have eyebrows.
Yes.
That's the joke, you bastard.
Oh. Is that canon? Does he really have little bone things on him?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Canon has two ends and not three. Just remember that.
It's extra canon.
Anyways, back to the meeting.
Yes. The boring old meeting.
Back to the less interesting part.
Back to the where it's not,
yes, where it's not critical hit dress up. Like we'll make some paper dolls for the VIPs. It'll be great.
/loot.com.
That's right.
Oh, you know, an Aurum paper dress up doll would sell like hotcakes.
That's actually something I could do, like a flash.
Yes.
Flash version of that.
Not flash. Actual paper cutout.
No, I'm saying I could do it in flash like I'm not gonna make a paper doll for you. That's crazy. But
you'd flash him? I'm so confused.
We will talk.
Okay. Meeting.
I'm serious too.
Grand.
How dare you?
Hey, you know what? This sounds like a great place
to take
a break, Rodrigo. And Ket, and Randus, and Aurum, and Trell, and Torque.
Hi, I'm Torque.
And Kid Cloud Kicker.
Kid Cloud Kicker?
Kid Cloud Kicker.
That's not his name. His name is Cloud
Atlas. Make a Tailspin reference? Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And again, thank you for spreading the word about Critical Hit. And if you want to catch some of the art, I'm sure there's going to be a picture of Aurum in this awesome outfit that will be drawn up. You'll be able to find that over at the members.majorspoilers.com website. If you sign up for a bronze, a silver, or a gold membership, a lot of fun. Find out more over there, and we thank you for your support for that. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.